Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's talk about how comfortable you are with our Braves right now, whether you feel better after this weekend or not. And again, I still am saying there are some building blocks. That's my term. I'm not going to tell you that we're over the hump and that we're back to where we need to be. But seeing what Acuña's doing and Olsen and Harris is coming, we said this. But, Mike, the number I'm going to give you is the number I want you to remember right now. 92 games left. Sounds like an eternity.
Right.
But over those 92 games, this stretch, we've got to do something pretty impressive. We got to go 59-33 to reach 90 wins. The reason why I'm saying that is because the Padres are sitting in front of us. This is the wild card. I'm not even chasing the Mets or the Phillies right now.
Right.
We're chasing the wild card. The Padres are on pace to win 89 games. So just to be sure that we pass them, and I'm not telling you we're a better team than the Padres right now because I don't think we are, but we got to win 90 games. So that means over the next 92, we got a 59-33. With what you've seen, do you feel like that is a realistic possibility?
Well, how tough was it last year to watch the Braves at times, right? A lot of element. Remember the grind? Win one, like one step forward, two steps back. You and I always talking about it during the week. They finished 16 games over 500, 89 wins, to your point, 89 last year, just to make that second wild card spot. So that was a season that was a grind. And they had to play at an unbelievable clip down the stretch just to make it, remember?
Yeah.
So does this team have it in them? One thing for certain is we pointed out at the start of the show, playing all these divisional rivals, playing the Mets, seeing more of the Phillies, things like that. This is where, you know, you can get yourself back into it to where if Alex wasn't convinced, he is convinced to go spend and do some things at the trade deadline. But you're going to, as you said, you can also find yourself out 18 games if you can't, you know, do something against the Mets. You can put a dent into it, as we said. What's your number? You got what? A month until the All-Star game, basically.
Basically. And by the way, this is just me saying, look, if we are that far out, we're sellers. Let's start retooling for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it sucks because we've owned this division and we're so used to going to the playoffs. In fact, we're spoiled. But the reality is if you're that far out, let's not, again, fool ourselves and go, well, we can make a run. No, you want to be competitive and you want the young guys to continue to play. But this is what we talked about. The Baldwin's playing more. You got to put Ozuna out there. Mike, he's got 1 year left. He's in the last year of his deal. You've got to go make some moves to get you better for next year.
And by the way, if you have no intention to re-sign Ozuna, then trade him.
If we're out of it.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. If you get to a point where All-Star break's coming up and it's 15, 14 games, because that's the thing. I just don't know if this organization would be willing at his age. Now, Ozuna's showing no signs of stopping. He's been the most clutch player on this team over the last few years. But if you're not going to sign him, yeah, you got to trade him.
And let me say this, too, about the whole Devers situation. Mike and I were talking about it. Reports out of Boston, hey, the Braves were interested. I want our general manager calling about all potential deals. This is not a bad thing. If, in fact, it happened, and we don't know. Like Mike said, we never heard of this guy. But I want him, and I want our front office, inquiring about how to get us better. So this is not a bad thing, guys. Like, if it is true, and we do not know if it is, I'm all for it. Because if he wasn't, or these reports weren't there, Mike, then you're saying, what are we doing? Are we complacent? Are we fine with where we are? So at some point, maybe you come across a situation, if you're the Braves, if you're Alex Anthopoulos or the front office, and you call a couple of teams between now and the start of the trade deadline, or, you know, before the deadline. And, Mike, you fall into a player that maybe people don't think. Who thought Devers was available?
Right.
Nobody even thought he was going to be available.
We knew that there is some like parallels you brought up earlier to like with Luka, because apparently it had gotten sideways with Luka Doncic in Dallas. But this is a guy, remember, he was the third baseman. They brought Bregman in. They didn't really, I guess the GM, the communication wasn't really there. So he kind of got blindsided by the trade. And Bregman's a much better fielder.
He is.
They're both great hitters, but Devers is raking. They wanted him to play first base because I'm not playing first base. So it was a situation where you could argue that if you put it on the open market, you probably could have still gotten more than what they got from the Giants.
Yeah.
Two big pitching prospects, a minor leaguer that's, you know, just a double A that was a top pick. But we'll see right now. But you're the Giants. You're missing a piece like that. We said it earlier. They just have not had a guy that can really rake. Question is, he's certainly better at Fenway. Is he going to have a lot of balls that just die up there in San Francisco?
Oh, that's a good now. That's a good question. Different park.
Yeah, you're not hitting doubles off the Green Monster. Those balls just go out there and die.
Guy just hit me up. You can follow us, guys. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show Dukes and Bell 929. He says, Dukes, we did this in 22. We did. But there were two reasons why we did. He's saying we made a stretch like this in 22.
To catch the Mets.
Spencer Strider's emergence. We didn't expect to get that. Remember, he comes up,
right,
and all of a sudden now we're like, oh, we got another guy. And we forget Michael Money Harris came from Double A and gave us a spark. Who's giving us that spark this season?
Right. Oh, and by the way, you had Kyle Wright won 21 games that year.
Mm-hmm.
Max Fried, of course. Charlie Morton was in his, whatever you consider his prime. You mentioned Strider. Anderson was solid, won 10 games for you that year. You know, the bullpen was better. There was Kenley Jansen back then. He still had Minter.
Sure.
I mean, it's just a better team. And you throw in the elements you already talked about. Dansby was still here, too, back then.
Absolutely. I just feel like when you're talking about these stretches, and this is real, like, there's no other way to look at it. Now, the team is going to tell you we're going to go, series by series. But the big overall picture is, how do I get to 90 wins? You got to find a way to do that. To me, that's the number. It can't be 81 and expect to be in the wild card with the way the Padres are playing and the teams that are in front of us. Now, you don't know what's going to happen with those teams. They might have a colossal collapse, Mike, where multiple guys get injured and they fall apart, and maybe it makes it easier. But in 22, those two guys were the reason why we started to ascend. Everybody else you're talking about was here.
Right.
We got Strider, and he starts pitching. He goes on what? He's 10-1, and then you're seeing Money Harris come in and infuse some life into the lineup. I just don't know if I see that with this team. Like, who's coming? Baldwin's already here.
We still had William Contreras, by the way. That was before the trade for the Brewers. Remember that? And then you had like the role guys and sort of like the dudes that were off the bench and also could give you some good at bats. Adam Duvall. You know, the king of the launch angle.
Yeah.
So that was part of the team. Now, you could still go and put something together, but this is where we get into the debate. What is that line? Where's your line of demarcation for buying or selling with a team that right now needs to make some hay against the Mets?
We did win the series over the weekend. We mentioned it. Didn't look great yesterday, but Grant Holmes, amazing. I mean, you give up two hits and you strike out 15. Right.
Bullpen was hot garbage last night. Just yesterday, it just was.
All right, Mets tomorrow, guys. Swelly on the hill. Hell swell. What do we say? Hell swell? What is it? Swelly, yeah. Swell, yeah.
Swell, yeah.
Thank you. 7:15 first pitch. Davis Peterson is going to start for the Mets tomorrow. All right, we got plenty of time to chop that up. It's interesting, though, that the Braves' name was mentioned out there with the Devers' potential move. Whether it happened or not, we don't know.
As we said, kind of crazy, though. Wouldn't you, Freddie, that 6 year you're going to take on a guy be under contract till 36 at 300 mil? Get out of here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.